So when we last left our intrepid heroes, you had made the decision that you were going to walk to the other side of the island and in one of the small fishing villages acquire a boat there rather than working with the pirates that you already knew.
Just simply because we didn't want to cut in an entire pirate crew on the share of the treasure should we find it.
I'm not saying it's a bad decision. It's just the decision you made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you start trekking out of the city once you've filled yourselves up with provisions for the trip. And you get about an hour out of the city when you start hearing shouts up ahead. As you quickly move forward to see what's going on, you see a human out on the trail fending off a bear. Roll for initiative.
Oh, Friday. 16.
Okay, you two re-roll, straight roll. And Cam, what is your character's name and what does he look like?
14.
12.
It's a she. And do I need to roll as well?
Yes.
4. You hear that, everybody? I got a 4!
Please tell me you're the bear. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, if only.
It's a solid start.
You'll find, as if I survive, that I roll incredibly low on almost everything when I need to roll high, and vice versa. Yes. It's how I roll.
Literally.
Literally.
And what is your character's name?
Character's name? I don't have a last name. I just have a first name.
That's fine.
So, most people call her Jess. For a full name, Jessica. But I also like normal names because I like people to remember my name.
That's really smart.
Yeah, I've been playing D&D long enough with a lot of like Thora Hardraglens and whatever knots, and like as soon as somebody says that, I'm like, and I've forgotten your name.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to remember that. So I hope that's okay. Or I shorten it down to something like Dor.
Yeah. Mine's pretty simple. My fairy is Nyssa, which it actually means fairy in another language.
Oh, Nyssa. Is your last name Ravain?
Nope. No last name.
No? Okay. No. That's unfortunate. But
and she doesn't tell strangers her name.
Any Magic the Gathering people probably understood why I thought she might be Ravain.
Yep, not me.
Yeah. Nyssa is an elf in Magic the Gathering. She's one of the core characters.
Oh.
She's, she is one of the people that Wizards of the Coast has changed drastically on their outlook in life. She used to be super racist, and now she's not.
Oh, okay, that's a change for the better.
Yeah. She used to hate humans, just hate them. She was very elf-centric, and now she's not.
Okay. I mean, I kind of hate humans, but...
Yeah. But she's an interesting character.
That's really cool. I wanted to get into magic, but then I was like, no, that's going to cost me too much.
Yes.
And here I am with a bunch of rule books and, like, 17 sets of dice and a 3D printer.
No, you also have a dice problem?
Yeah. What are you talking about? It's not a problem.
Yeah, it's not a problem. I want to.
I can solve all the problems.
With a 3D printer.
Yeah.
Yes, you can make as much dice as you want. Alright.
Oh yeah, sorry Caleb, I derailed us pretty good there.
Yeah, me too.
That's okay, I needed to switch out the mini that I had grabbed. Unfortunately, the mini that I think would be perfect for your character, Cam, is in the middle of being painted, so I'll try and get that done before next session. Don't feel bad. Okay. Everybody else, there's only one other PC that has a painted miniature right now.
Is there a visual to this, or what?
Yes, there is about to be.
Ooh, we got picture.
We've got battle boards.
All right, now I have to spend the next minute adjusting the fucking arm that I bought. It's a fantastic arm once I get it into position.
That sounds great.
I don't have summer trees, I'm sorry.
Oh, whatever.
You're damn right you're sorry.
And I'm just like, eh, whatever.
It was a dollar store purchase. They're falling apart every time I touch them, but it was $3 for four of them, so it's like, well, they'll work.
So be it.
Oh, you should have gone to Dollarama. Instead, they got painted ones. They got green ones.
Oh, shit.
I didn't have green ones at the store I was at. They had, like, sparkly orange and sparkly red and white.
Oh, really? That's weird.
Flock them with a little bit of green, they'll be perfect.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Like, it's not... Yeah. Oh, you can just make some green food coloring and, like, spritz them with a spritzer. They'll probably do the trick. There we go.
All right. Wait, that looks like, what's it called? Candy corn. It's a candy corn tree.
Here we go. Now we're in the Feywild.
Here we go.
Unfortunately, that is my trees. You'll have to use some imagination. It's not those kind of trees at all, but...
It's trees.
Imagination in my fantasy game?
How dare you?
I know, right? All right, K2, that puts you at the top, and you're on deck.
Okay, so my current visual is a bear?
Yes, there is a bear... That is accosting a person, a human woman, just up the head.
Who is in leather armor and has long brown hair.
Okay, I sigh heavily, pull up my warhammer, and run straight for the bear.
But he with a real weapon, dang.
Alrighty, take a swing and roll your attack.
One-handed.
18 will certainly hit.
Six points of bludgeoning damage.
Ooh. Alrighty, you run up and you clock the bear in the side of the head with your hammer. Bang, and it kind of stumbles, starts, and stands up on two legs and roars at you. And you are up next.
Alright, I am going to move and... Wait, how far away am I from the bear?
About 30 feet.
Awesome. I am moving to grab some pebbles, bonus action enchanting them with my magic stone, and then I'm going to throw one at the bear.
Alright, so you move over this way, grabbing some pebbles. Roll your attack.
18 to hit.
That will absolutely hit. How much damage does that do again?
It is 8 bludgeoning, 1d6 plus 4.
As the stone slams into the bear, causing it to stumble backwards again, it turns and gallivants off into the woods.
That was a very good bear noise. Nissa sighs and just drops the other pebbles to the ground.
Maybe it's after some picnic baskets.
Maybe.
Something that doesn't hit back quite so hard.
With such tiny little rocks.
So the party finds themselves finds themselves with this new individual on the roadways. You also have a tiefling in the party who has been smoking a few too many herbs and is staring off into space.
I think I've seen your GM do something similar.
Hi, pretty lady. Hi.
All right, well, she'll stand up, she'll dust herself off, and be like, oh, it's a good thing that I can always rely on the kindness of strangers.
I mean, most of the time...
Name's Jessica, most people call me Jess. Pleased to meet you. And she extends her hands to shake everybody's hands, except for, I guess, yours, Megan, because you're tiny.
I'm pretty tiny, yep.
Yeah, so does everyone shake her hand?
I shake the hand.
Yeah, you're poisoned. No, I'm kidding.
That would have been awesome, actually.
Oh.
One more level and I would have been immune.
And then she goes for a high five with the I guess fairy. She doesn't know what you are yet.
Yeah. Nissa happily obliges. Hi, pretty lady. Hi. Just the other day we were through here and there was an old lady that was going to be robbed by some bandits, and now here you are with a bear, and my goodness, they ought to put up a sign or something.
I know, right?
It's just a little dangerous here. Where are you going?
That's a good question, Caleb. Where am I going?
There are a number of fishing villages to the north that you could have been going to. You're also a bard. So, looking for a new song to write could be...
Mm-hmm,
I'm sorry, I should have worked this out with you. My apologies.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll just say that I'm heading towards any one of the fishing villages towards the north, not particularly anyone in particular, just to ply my trade, make some money.
Tell some stories, make some friends. Too.
Yeah, tell some stories, make some friends. If anybody wants to roll an insight on that, that would be amazing. She's lying through her teeth.
Well, now that you told me, yes, I do. 16.
Oh, she's lying. She's definitely lying about something or other in that sentence. She's not even really trying to hide it all that much.
Yeah.
If that's cool with you, Caleb.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Did you guys introduce with your names?
Nissa did not. She doesn't give strangers her name.
That's probably wise.
I have no idea. I told Caleb in the first session that she wouldn't, unless she knew and somewhat trusted them. Because I didn't know how D&D fairies worked, but, I mean, in our world lore, you don't give any of the fae your name, and I just reversed that.
You can introduce yourself by your initial.
That is true. Hi, I'm N. N as in, you know, just the letter.
Okay.
We're heading north yet, too, to the fishing villages. That guy over there, he's been partaking a lot in particular herbs, not the kind that I have in my little herb kit. A much more potent kind. But that's Nilrum.
And I am K2.
Like the letter and number?
You confuse me.
Yes. That was in game. That's what she said. She said like the letter and number.
And that's literally his response. You confuse me.
To which she'll just be like, okay then. Letters and numbers it is. Pleasure to meet your acquaintance. Do you mind if I walk with you? This place is littered with bears.
I don't mind.
And not it's the fun kind, if you know what I mean.
Caleb, I like this guy.
I thought you would. All right. So we, as you guys continue moving north across the island, before we start into a couple of rolls here, you have the option of taking the coastline, which is a little bit longer, but open beach is easier to traverse than through woods and hills. But the woods and hills is a much straighter path. Which one would you prefer?
I would disagree. Beach is terrible to walk on.
Well, Nyssa can fly, so she's not worried about the whole walking aspect.
Yeah. Just from my own personal experience, beaches suck to walk on. Yeah. Especially in armor.
K2's a very direct person. I'm going to walk straight unless my group wants to go the long route.
What are you, K2?
Goliath.
Ah. You big boy.
Alrighty.
Yeah, Jessica's just more happy to go with the group than to go it alone, so she'll just follow along wherever the other two decide to go.
I have this horrible vision. I was like, we could take this nice shiny path or that scary forest. Forest it is.
Yeah, scary forest is always the right choice. I'm just saying. Especially in D&D, scary forest is always the safest path.
Definitely.
Just like, it's always better to stay in the haunted house than it is to stay in the inn. Way less chance of being robbed or killed.
Right?
I mean...
statistically, it's true.
Yeah.
You kill all the ghosts, they're not back for at least another day. You're fine.
All right, so as you make your way through the forest, I would like you to... This is my first time implementing a skill challenge with you guys, so I'm not sure how to smoothly transition into this, but what skill would you use to assist you in making it across the hills and through the forests ahead?
There are multiple skills I could see using. Survival being the most obvious. Yeah. Nature you could probably use. Athletics, you could probably make a go. Acrobatics, depending on what time of year it is, how much like crap there is in the way. Stuff like that. I could even see someone make an argument for insight.
Absolutely.
Perception, obviously, too. So any one of those skills, you could have like differing levels of difficulty because not all of them are as applicable as some of them are. The most obvious one, obviously, survival. So if you had survival, probably the easiest one to do. Typically with when I've ever done skill checks like this, if you're not trained in it, you can't do it. And that also includes jack of all trades, I would usually say, is that doesn't count for training. It just means you have a bonus. So.
Yep.
Okay, so I've got...
I say that only because I have jack of all trades, which means I'd be trained all the skills then. Yeah. That's not a wise move.
I've got a couple. Could I make a case for using animal handling? As in being able... Actually, maybe I can't make that case.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly...
I was just thinking, animal handling for communicating with the beasts and knowing where they are so that we avoid any more bears.
Can you actually talk to those creatures?
Mm. I have a spell, yeah.
Okay, then, I mean, you might be able to make it... Like, if you can think of a way to make the skill work... If you can talk the DM into it, you can do anything. You can make sleight of hand work if you can talk the DM into it.
That's how I managed to have a fairy, a flying creature. Yeah. I'm just going to roll survival.
Okay, so you're using the survival. Yeah. Now other people have to pick other skills. But roll your survival.
I got a natural 20.
Nice.
Jeez.
For a 24.
So is this like a group skill thing? Like we add up all of our checks together to make sure we don't all die kind of deal?
It's successes versus failures. So like if one person fails, the whole party isn't going to plunge into an abyss.
Okay, so if there's like three of us and say the other two fail, then we're lost or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Do you mind if I use perception?
I could definitely see a case for that.
What time of day is it?
This point, it is mid-morning.
Okay. So then I'm going to try to keep the sun to one side as best I can. That'll be my perception check so that I'm not going around in circles.
Nice.
Because I don't have any of the other skills that'll be appropriate.
That's fine. Roll me your perception.
4.
Somehow you managed to not see the sun.
The trees are blocking.
Well, I probably lose track of where the sun is on the thing, and like I'm thinking I'll keep it on the right, and then I start walking a little bit, it's all of a sudden on the left. I'm like, something doesn't seem right.
Something happened here.
Yeah, it's super easy to get lost in the forest. Like, it's ridiculously easy to get lost in the forest.
Yeah. Yep.
I have done that, so.
Same. And it wasn't even really much of a forest.
No, you don't even need a lot of trees or nothing like that. You're like, yep. The Assiniboine Park is easy to get lost in, too.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to know the numbers, I have a 2 in perception, and I am proficient in it, but I have no wisdom bonuses. And I rolled a 2.
Well, it could have been worse.
That's the exact same thing that I rolled for initiative.
So, what? So you've got some successes, you've got some failures at this point. Mm-hmm. What other skills would you like to try and use?
I'm going to go with strength, because I'm just going to barrel through, so if logs or anything get in my way, I'm just going to move them.
Fair. You are trying to go in the straightest line possible. Roll me strength.
Meanwhile, Nyssa is a little to the left going, athletics. The path is here.
16.
While, yes, there are indeed animal trails, K2 has decided that the forest will bend to his will.
Did you say athletics?
Yes.
Scratch that. 18.
Okay. So that was definitely another success. You're at 3 successes and 1 failure. You need 1 more success to successfully get there.
Who do you want to roll for that?
Whoever can make a case for one of the skills they're proficient in.
Let me roll nature.
Sure.
15 for 17 total.
Awesome. After several days of traveling through the wilderness, it's, you know, a couple times at night you hear things rustling around in the bushes, but ultimately you manage to avoid all the other bears.
Oh, good.
And aside from a encounter with a very angry squirrel, it's fuck. So Milrim kind of shakes off his stonedness as you make your way, you get across the entire island to the far side. As you look down on this, you see the lights of this small fishing village, probably 40 or 50 houses, maybe 200 people.
What time of day is it?
It's evening by this point.
I head straight for the dock.
I head straight for the bar.
I also go to the bar.
I'm in the bar kind of mood. Yeah, I'm there.
We walk for one day, and suddenly K2's the only one that remembers our objective. Everyone else is like, let's get a drink.
I smoke too much weed. I don't remember no objectives.
I'm gonna drawn my Rafiki lore here. Correction, your objective.
K2, we will hop back to you in just a moment. As the three of you make your way into the small village, you get some looks from the locals who, you can tell this village is, it's prosperous enough. The smell of fish wafts up from the docks, which doesn't take K2 long to find. as you guys make it into one of the largest buildings in town, which, as you hear the sounds of music and drinking coming from inside what looks like a barn, it just looks like a barn.
Does it smell like a barn?
It does not smell like a barn. It smells like spilled ale.
Okay.
And sweat.
All right.
As you stumble your way, or you wander your way into the bar, you open the door into... It is indeed a converted barn that has is now a full-blown bar, and I guess you could call it an inn. Although, looking around the place, it's a converted barn. The dirt, the floor is hard-packed dirt, and the timber beams going up. There wouldn't be a lot of privacy in your room.
Is this like a rowdy good time bar, or are people just like sad old drunks here?
A rowdy good time bar. These, just looking at them, are working folk. A lot of them are... Some of them still have clothes on that have, you know, bits of dirt on them, but you can tell, like, these people look like they're reasonably clean otherwise.
Okay.
There's just not a lot of coin here. You settle on up to the bar, and the bartender asks you what you'd like.
And Nyssa immediately remembers that K2 is carrying all her coin. And she goes, "Oh, damn it! I need to go get my coin. I'll be right back." She runs out. Or flies out.
Alright, so you're off to go find K2.
Yep.
You said this was like a fun, happy kind of bar?
Fun, happy kind of bar.
Okay, so nobody's all depressed and stuff?
Not at the moment, anyways.
We can fix that.
I was going to say, what do you have in mind?
I'm going to start a song. If the bartender... I'm going to go up to the bar person in charge and ask them if they mind if I play a tune. I assume there's nobody playing any songs here because it's a small town.
There is nobody playing songs here, though it does look like a couple guys had in one corner of the bar have started a spoons band.
Spoons band? Excellent. That's amazing. Then I'm just going to ask the bartender if they mind if I whip out a couple of my instruments and start playing with myself.
The bartender blinks a couple times as you say play with yourself, and then says, go ahead. You know, I'm sure these people would love a good song.
I'm happy that you assumed music and walk away. So yeah, she's gonna go up to the spoons guy and or guys and be like, hey, we should jam. Do they
they are agree? Absolutely receptive. Most of them are absolutely toasted though. But they can seem to keep a good rhythm together.
That's all that matters. What's his name? Oh, if Jimi Hendrix has taught us nothing, you don't need to be sober to play well.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
So, yeah, all right. So then I'll let them pick the tune, and then I'll try to match my music playing to their tunage, and we'll try to whip out a song with this.
Ready, roll the performance.
Absolutely. Oh, that's amazing. I'm rolling like an all-star today. That would be a 6. I rolled a natural 1, baby. Just so everyone's aware, I've rolled 2 2s and a 1.
That sounds like my kind of roll and roll.
That's how I do. That's how I do. All right, so I'm trying to get a feel for their things, but I guess it's just not working out. So I'm gonna stop them and be like, "All right, it's like let's try a song that I know personally. See if you guys can match this tune." So I'm gonna pick something a little bit happier, a little upbeat, but easy to pick up the bass tunes on. I don't know much in the way of Celtic songs myself, but my character does. So I will.
I will do the one from Braveheart.
Yeah, we could do that. So is that cool with you, Caleb, that I stopped everything and get a reroll?
I'll let you have one more on that.
Thank you. Oh man, I wish I could give inspiration to myself. Oh boy. Well, it's better. It's a 9.
Total 9?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a 4. It's the highest I've rolled all day, man.
You wow. need new dice.
It doesn't matter. This was all different dice. All of them. It doesn't matter. I have learned a long time ago, it does not matter which dice I pick up. They are all unlucky. They hate me.
Oh, dear.
You managed to get the drunken spoon players in line enough that they're playing along to your song. And while you admit it's not your best performance, the people here seem to be enjoying it. It's something new and different, at the very least.
That's all that matters. I don't even put out a cup for donations or nothing. I'm just having a good time. While I'm playing, if it's all right with you, can I do a perception/insight to figure out who the richest people inside the bar would be? Ooh.
I'll give you a perception on that one.
Perception? Okay.
Yep.
5. Fuck. Rolled 3.
I mean, they all look like dirty fishermen to you.
That's fine. That's cool. That's what I imagine inside the tavern. So. All right, then I'll just continue playing.
Nilrim, as the woman you met on the road is now serenading the bar, what are you doing in there?
I'm going to be doing the same thing if we're scoping out who the... Sorry, one... So I'm going to do the same thing and scope out for who the rich people are. Maybe I can use my mage hand in a cool way. Nice, I rolled an 18. What's my perception? I don't know here. I got 20, or 19, sorry, I only got plus 1, 19.
As you're looking around the bar, you know, a lot of the people look like they're working class people, but you notice one guy sitting at a table, and just the candlelight from one of the lamps catches a glint on his finger, and you notice there's a gold ring on one of his fingers, and as you look a little more closely, you also notice a silver belt buckle on this guy. Not sure who he is, but he's got fancier things than anybody else in the room.
So I'm thinking in my head here that if he's got that on his finger, what's he got in his pockets? So I give the all-knowing I'm going to do something bad look towards my party members that are in the bar, make eye contact so they know I'm about to do something that I might fuck up on.
Everybody else is... The only other person that you know in this place is the lady you just met earlier today.
What about the Cam here?
Yeah, Jess, that's the only person you know in the bar.
Oh, that's the lady. Oh, okay, well, I'm counting on you for backup is the look I'm giving her.
Do I even notice that with my awesome perception roll?
What's your...
You notice it. Roll me insight.
Insight, I can do. All right, let's pick a different dice. I don't want to talk about it. Although I was supposed to say, it's my second highest roll of today. It's a 6. And I am trained in it, by the way.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to my roles. I was telling Caleb yesterday when I was building this character that I once played a paladin, and the first thing that happened at the paladin was they were paralyzed by this undead thing that's got this weird worm thing in it. I needed an 8 to save the paralysis. I failed, I think it was 13 times in a row.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I needed an 8 on the dice, and I failed 13 times in a row.
13's the magic number, man.
Yep. So, do I notice him? Noticing?
You notice him make a funny look at you, and you're like, what the hell kind of look is that? Because you're not familiar
with him. It's a funny look and say, hi! And I keep going back to play. Oh god, this is going to turn out so well. I love it.
Alright, well, I'm going to... Knowing that I don't even know if he understood my look or not, I'm still going to go through with my devious plan in my mind even though it's a smoked out mind at this moment. So I finish my joint here and then pound my alcoholic beverage of whatever I'm drinking and kind of go over to that guy's table and offer him to buy him a drink.
You meander on over to the table. A thick mustache man looks up at you and goes, "Oh! I'll never say no to another drink. Sit down, stranger! We don't get folks like you around here very often. Where are you coming from?"
All over the place, man. I don't know. I just go where the wind takes me.
He proceeds to strike up a conversation with you, just asking about all the places you've been and lamenting about how he, you know, wanted to get out as a younger man, but his place is here now.
All right. He's telling me this stories of his life that I am pretending to listen to. I'm going to be trying to look into his pockets or inside his jacket or see if I can see anything that would be a little less obvious that would be worth using the mage hand on.
Roll me investigation. At advantage because you have time.
Okay, so I rolled a roll. And an 8 the second roll, but I have a +4, so that's 12.
Something that'd be a little less obvious. Inside of his jacket, you notice that there is some sort of an envelope inside the inside pocket, and he does have a coin purse hanging off of his hip.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to target the envelope since it can easily be removed without him noticing it compared to the other items which are attached to his body. But I'm going to wait till we're about 8 or 9 drinks deep and a few joints deep before I make my move.
All right, so you continue drinking and enjoying the serenading. He's thoroughly enjoying the song that's going on right now.
I'm not drinking, though. I'm pretending to drink, and I have a non-alcoholic beverage, and I'm just pretending to drink, getting him drunk.
You are very successful at this.
All right, I'm going to make my move. I'm going to use Mage Hand at the same time as I give him a farewell hug goodbye.
Roll your mage, your sleight of hand.
Damn it! I rolled a 9, but I got a +1. That's a 10. Do I have advantage because he's drunk and I'm sober?
You know what? I'll give you that. You put a lot of effort into being drunk.
Ah, fuck, that was worse than the first one. All right, we'll stick with the first attempt. 10.
Well, he's going to contest that with a very drunk perception roll. 19.
Yikes! Uh-oh.
He suddenly goes, What's in my jacket? What do you do?
I don't know, man. My hands are around your back. What are you talking about?
You drop the spell?
I dropped the spell.
Tell him you were just trying to cop a feel.
Open his jacket. It pulls open his jacket. He's looking. He touches everything. Everything's there. He goes, there's a freaking gopher in my shirt.
As soon as he closes his jacket, I go for Mage Hand again.
Sure, go for it.
Do I have advantage again? Because I rolled a 3.
I would argue no advantage.
Well, that would be a 3 plus sleight of hand would be a 4 at no advantage.
You're unable to grab it as he closes up the jacket, cinches up his belt really tight. It's been nice chatting with you, stranger. You have a good night.
That's why I'm not a rogue, so yeah. Okay, have a good night, bud.
You're not a rogue. You're a swell guy. He walks out of the bar, bumping into every table on the way out in a zigzag pattern.
Oh, if only I was a villain.
K2. Having gone straight down to where you smelled the fish coming from and followed your nose to the a warehouse just beside the docks, where you see there's two long docks with several little fishing boats tied to them.
Do I see anybody around? And I'm assuming my party's right behind me, too.
And you, okay, so you look around on the docks, and there's a couple people out on the docks, one of which is scrubbing the outside of a boat, another one's tying a boat off. You ascertain there's no one in charge here. It looks like everyone here is here for their own vessel.
Just gonna walk up to the first person I see and be like, who do I buy a boat from?
Oh, you want to buy a boat, do you? Yes. Scratches his head.
Also, I'm like, no, me and my friends. And I turn back to look to see my friends. Christ.
I know Jenkins over there has a little boat he wants to get rid of. Now he's looking to retire and all.
Great. Where's the nearest bar?
There is only one bar. He points it up that way.
Hold that thought. I'll be right back.
As you start half jogging towards where he pointed, suddenly a fairy flits down in front of you, and N is back with you.
K2, you have all my money. I can't buy a drink without any money. Did you find a boat?
Maybe. Where is everybody else?
Drinking. In the barn. In the barn. The barn bar.
Is it a bar or is it a barn?
Both. Yes.
Yes.
Still confused. Lead the way.
I'll lead him back to the barn bar.
From the outside, it looks like a barn. If you didn't look through the door and see that there were people drinking inside, you could close the door and say it was a barn and you'd believe somebody.
I just turned to the fairy, you're right, and walk straight in.
Of course I am.
Heads kind of turn as you are by far the tallest person in the room now, and a large Goliath is not something they see every day, but after a brief look up at you, they go back to what they're doing. A very drunk man with a large mustache and a tightly bound coat bumps into you on the way out.
Oh, sorry. Didn't see you there.
How?
He takes a couple steps and he bumps into a door frame.
Watch where you're going, Dar.
I just look at the man and be like, I don't think he's going to be all right.
So at this point, you see Jess is winding down from sitting down, now having a drink. One of her instruments propped up on the chair beside her. And Nurum is sitting at a table by himself right now.
Wallowing in self-pity.
It was such a good plan.
It had so much fucking potential, but I have zero thieving abilities. So I just went with it.
Hey, you tried.
Nissa would like to look for friends. And if she sees Nilrim looking sad, she wants to go and say hi.
What's up, Fairy?
Well, I'm up, but you're looking a little down.
I'll be downer when I finish these shots, and I just pound a couple shots quick.
Alright, so K2. Sorry, N, I assume you're ordering a drink now that you have some of your money.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So K2, everybody in your party is drinking in the bar. What is your reaction?
I'm going to walk over to the bartender. I'm going to mention the name that I heard and also ask for a pint.
He pours you a pint. They have one kind of ale at this establishment, and the ale is mediocre. The bartender thinks, I thought I saw him. He kind of looks over and he points at this incredibly old dude who's sitting in the corner drinking with a bunch of other sailors. That's him over there. Said he'd retire if he managed to sell that damn thing.
I take a sip of my beer and I'm like, oh, it's not water. And I walk over to the very elderly gentleman.
As you walk on over, he kind of sits up and points at you with his cane and goes, "Well, hey there, big feller. Where did you come from?"
Lately or in general?
He blinks kind of confused. "You mean you've been from more than two places?"
Maybe?
A traveling man. Ooh, those are fun. Tell me, laddie, what brings you to our humble little fishing town?
I need a boat. You have a boat. I want your boat.
And I want to sell the boat. It looks like we could be, we could make a deal. He looks at you and goes, "It's down at the pier, and I'm a little too far gone to walk down there right now. But it's a shallow boat. It won't. It's a single layer. It doesn't hold a lot, but you can get probably four people and a bunch of fish onto it at a time. It's got one little mast and a set of oars."
"That'll work."
"No. I have to invent a price. I don't have that pulled up right here." He goes, "I'll sell her to you for 300 gold. Just don't take her out on the deep, deep ocean. Those storms will... That'll be the end of you."
Question, how much gold did I win from that drinking contest?
You're absolutely right. I never did award that for you. To you. Let's let the dice decide. 85.
Nissa would like to fly over and remind K2 that he's holding all her money and should spend it wherever he chooses.
How much money does N have?
Honestly? I'm trying to find out where I scribbled it down, what we got from
I got 62 gold pieces. Okay. But I spent a lot on my silver tipping of my whip.
I wish I remember what we got from the captain.
It was 30 each from the captain. Okay, and then additional 75 from the pot that we stole. So currently I have 150 gold. I'm just going to look him straight in the face and go, $1.50.
He narrows his eyes and goes, $2.75.
Nissa nudges K2 and points to her 105 gold. Use that.
I throw in my $62 or 62 gold.
$1.80.
Yeah. $2.60.
$2.50. $2.10.
$2.25, and you buy me a beer.
$2.20, and I buy you a beer.
Roll me persuasion.
I'm going to be right back. I just got to use the washroom, guys.
21.
21. He sticks out his hand and goes, "Done. I'm tired of that damn thing anyways. Do you know I'll be 76 next month?"
And you don't look a day over 45.
Sure he does.
Oh, darling. You're lovely, but you're a terrible liar.
Yeah, I am.
He opens up his bag and he has a little piece of paper that the deed to his boat. It's a pretty simple deed, but he hands it over, or he puts it down on the table as he watches you guys count out the money, and he's counting it along with you. And you spend a little bit of time sorting that out, but you have purchased the boat and it has the stall number on. Where at the docks you would find it.
If I'm counting that money, it's going to take a long time.
Nissa helps.
That makes it easy for him to follow. As you guys finish counting out the money, and you have now purchased yourselves a boat that you have never seen.
I realize this lapse in judgment when I come to that conclusion.
As you're now really hoping that it will do what you need it to do. Alrighty. So, I guess the real question is, it's around sundown. Are you going to try and head out to get to this island by night, or are you going to wait until morning?
Can we see the island from here?
You can, but it is like a bump on the horizon.
So we're in the morning now, I guess.
Oh,
Well, no, in the setting sun you can see it, but it's going to be probably 2-3 hours out on the water before you get there.
I'm back.
Being the fact that the last time I was on dark water, something ate a bunch of people in front of me, I'm going to opt to drink, eat, sleep. Not exactly in that order.
All right, so you guys take the opportunity to rest yourselves up for the evening.
Just to be a pain in the ass before resting, Nissa's gonna put out candles randomly all over the barn, the bar barn.
Jess, do you go back up and play again at any point in the night?
Well, I play until basically I'm forced to stop. I do have a question though. Did I make any cash? Like, I know I don't put out like a thing for money specifically, but I was just curious if anybody actually decided to make any donations. If not, that's fine. I was just curious.
You do indeed get 6 silver and 1 copper worth of donations out of these guys.
That's fine. I wasn't expecting anything at all. I was just curious, like I said.
It's probably because she's pretty. And yes. This barn is full of less than stellar customers.
Yeah, I mean, she's in armor and stuff like that. It's not like she's dressed for success at this point, but... But
no, but prior to you showing up, their best entertainment was a bunch of guys playing spoons, so...
I'd like to think that I increased the fun factor a little bit. Mm-hmm. Although I'm kind of picturing that that moment in The Witcher when the guy's trying to play the lute and everyone's throwing stuff at him.
No, your second attempt is considerably better, and with the added effect of N flicking lights on and off dramatically around the bar, it really adds to the performance.
Also, I'd like to point out booze really adds to the performance, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
The drunker you get, the less good you gotta be. So I'll play through most of the night. I'm not going to be drinking at this point because I'm Poe. But yeah, so then I guess I'll try to find a room. It probably would have been a good idea to do first.
And this is just getting trashed.
Question. Are there any young men in the bar?
Yeah, there's some younger guys, you know, in their early 20s.
Any of them kind of pretty?
A couple of them, you know, they're muscular, look like they work, you know, on a fishing boat. You can see that there's short sleeves and large muscles, and two of them are reasonably attractive men.
Okay, I'm going to pick one of them, and my plan is to get them to take me home, but have them so drunk they can't do anything, so basically I get a free stay. That's the plan.
I like the way you think.
That's the plan. We'll see how well that works. What kind of rolls do I have to make for that?
Make me a persuasion at advantage.
Persuasion at advantage. Hey, look at that. It's a dint of double digits. It's the first for the night. That is a 16, sir.
You are able to convince a young man, Hans, that he should take you home. And you can already tell when you first start talking to Hans that the man can barely stand, much less stand.
Perfect. He is the perfect kind of man that I'm looking for at the moment.
And towards the end of the night, he does indeed take you home, which is more you propping him up so that he can point you in the right direction of his little house. Excellent. Where once he gets in the door, he undoes his pants and then falls on the floor.
Well, okay. Do I have enough strength with 11 to pick him up and put him in the bed?
It will take you a little bit of effort, but you definitely could do that.
Okay, this is all going to be part of the deception. He needs to be in the bed. And I'll take his clothes off, too. And then I'll strip down and go to sleep. And hope to God he probably won't wake up in the middle of the night. That's what I'm betting on.
I mean, there's a couch. You could just crash there, too.
No, that's all part of the deception, man.
All right.
You got to make it convincing, otherwise he's going to get mad and he's bigger than me.
Alrighty. So in the morning, when he wakes up, he does indeed believe that your tales of the debaucherous things that you did to him last night.
Oh, best I've ever had. Absolutely.
You're convinced that he will be a local legend for the things that he is going to tell them.
That's cool. And I quickly vacate before he sobers up enough to actually want to do real stuff. Peace him out.
Didn't even stay for breakfast.
Nope. Not with that breath he's got going on.
So you make it. You make your way back to the the barn inn.
Before I do that, though, first thing I do once I'm around a corner is prestidigitate myself into something presentable. Because, no, I'm not being not presentable, thank you. And then I will make my way over to the bar barn.
All right, so you take a minute and straighten yourself up magically, and then carry on.
Yep, that's what we do.
When you saunter on in through the door, you see that the others have already gotten up and are eating breakfast, which is apparently a leftover fish stew from yesterday.
Ooh. Did they have any oatmeal? And honey?
We got oatmeal, but I haven't got any honey. How about pauses and goes, I got some of these dried out grapes.
Perfect. I'll slide up a couple of pieces of silver.
He makes up for breakfast.
I'm assuming it's less than a silver for breakfast normally.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'll send some pieces of silver and for his troubles.
Something I should have mentioned earlier and forgot to. Something that we're testing it out. I'm going to be doing some temperature checks. But to avoid the minutiae of you spend 2 gold here, 10 gold there, of day-to-day stuff, when you're doing downtime, like when you're in town for a week, it is 10 gold per week per level. And that'll cover all of your lifestyle expenses.
That's expensive. But that makes sense. Way easier than trying to spend it individually.
Yeah, and how much is this in? How much is this? Are you eating the regular meal or are you eating the fancy meal? That also includes basic armor repair and stuff like that too. So.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you should rely on our wizard and stuff.
Clothing repair, things like that. You know, if it's like absolutely shattered to pieces, then yeah, that's a little bit above and beyond a basic repair. But
Well, mending is a thing. I mean, it's a cantrip for a reason.
Yeah, that is fair.
Mm-hmm. I didn't taste it, of course, but
Nyssa passed out like on the shelf behind the bar last night. So this morning, she is looking not super chipper, and she's just sitting on the table in front of a cup of coffee, and like she's just sitting there, not flying, nothing. Her wings are down. She's just like, oh, kind of leaning up against the cup of coffee.
I mean, the cup's big enough you can use it as a one-person hot tub.
She immediately gets naked and then hops in.
I'm going to come up to the table. So does everyone else look disheveled or anything like that? Or is it just her?
That's up to the other two. How much were you drinking last night?
I stayed sober.
Considering my size, my build, I probably drank a lot. But I also have that vial left, so I also just downed that.
Oh, right.
Actually, before you down it, roll me a constitution save.
Natural one.
Noise.
You definitely need that as you... Your head is pounding, everything hurts, you're just like, I need water. And this pounded, the headache starts to dull. You're now sitting around the table eating your porridge and or stew.
Yeah, I'll come up to the table and I'll take one look at N and just be like, oh dear, do you mind? And I sort of reach out towards your clothing that's all disheveled and stuff. And if it's okay with you, I'm going to start casting prestidigitation on it to clean it up a little bit.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Then I'll start working on the mess that is you. As the only ladies in the group, we've got to look good. we got to make up for the boys.
Yeah. Nissa looks decidedly more awake and cheerful after seeing that her clothing is clean and everything, and she's like, "Oh, okay, this is better."
I love prestidigitation. Prestidigitation is like my favorite spell. It's so useful.
So you guys are sitting at the table, and one of the bartenders comes by and starts clearing up extra plates. So, you guys got any plans today?
Might go for a walk.
Well,
might go fishing.
Well, you're going to want to get out there quick then before the fish stop biting.
I was thinking of fishing near that island out there. Is that a good idea?
He looks at you and goes, I mean, I've heard that anyone that lands there doesn't come back. So most of the fishermen try and not get too close to that place.
Well, then we won't land there.
Well, then I guess the water should be fine. They say that the ghost stories say that they don't come off the island.
The ghost stories?
Well, you know, something's got to be eating all these people that have gone on the island, because anyone who goes there, no one ever comes back.
Eating people?
Probably just lizard folk.
Sahagin? Kobolds? Kobolds eat people, don't they?
Everyone roll me insight.
That is natty 18 for a 22.
Ooh. For the...
Six.
Nine.
For the third time tonight, that's a four.
The recently cleaned up fairy is the only one using brains.
I'm occupied. That's the only thing I can say.
I just say I'm high when I roll bad.
High all the time.
You start to wonder, if everybody who goes there dies, where do the stories come from?
So she just looks around.
Relates to me. Go ahead.
She just looks around and then whispers to K2, so if everyone dies, who tells the stories?
Do I overhear this?
Probably.
I'll just type in, it's like I would.
Having no, like...
I can make up something pretty good.
Having a very little filter, I literally look at the bartender. Yeah, who tells the stories?
The bartender stops and scratches his head. I hear it from the other fishermen, but that's a good point. I'd never thought about that. He takes the dirty dishes and he starts walking away, and you can hear him muttering to himself. You have thoroughly confused the man for the day.
Nyssa goes to high-five K2 before she remembers that he is definitely 600 times bigger than she is, and she just gives him thumbs up.
Give the thumbs up back and boat!
Yeah, Nyssa's excited to see this boat.
I feel K2's envisioning this grand ship, but I feel as if we're going to walk into a dinghy.
Right, so I'm going to have to be the bearer here. It's like, okay, so you guys are going to an island somewhere to fish? Is that what I'm understanding? That eats people?
Yep.
You're fishermen? Yep. You guys don't strike me as fishermen.
Nah, we're more like reclamation specialists.
You steal stuff.
No, we find stuff.
Borrow without returning.
That's the words.
I steal things.
Nyssa just flops down. She's like, okay, fine, we steal stuff.
Do you perchance need another hand?
If it's good sleight of hand, eh.
No.
But it's a very good hand. She winks. I think she'd be helpful. If nothing else, she can clean us up when we die.
I'll write songs about you when you die.
I like it. All right, let's bring her along.
I guarantee you at least one person will be singing your praises.
What do you think, crew? Shall we bring this chick along with us?
You're driving the boat, so it's up to you.
All right, bring her on.
Yay! Right,
I salute. Just at your service.
All right. You can be my joint lighter.
I'm not doubting that. All right. So I pull up my short bow, cure it, check my dagger. Weapons are at the ready.
All right. And I take a puff of my joint and keep walking.
So you guys head on down to the pier, following the signs that are there and the number that was on the deed as to where the boat was supposed to be parked. You make your way out and find the boat itself is probably 20 feet long, but only about 6 feet wide, and it does have a single triangular mast. A rudder in the back, and two large oars that can be pulled on board if needed.
Nice. So I go grip the steering wheel, seeing how it feels in my hands.
The rudder is large, thick, and wooden.
That's the way I like it.
That's what she said.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I've been good. We've been playing for, like, almost an hour and a half, and I hadn't cracked a dick joke yet.
It's cocky of you to think you wouldn't.
Oh.
Oh, please. I knew I would. I don't doubt my talents in that regard.
You don't doubt your talents with dicks?
Exactly.
Now, were we referring to the male anatomy, or people who are jerks? You'll never know.
Or people named Dick.
I've never understood why the shortened version of Richard is Dick.
I don't know. I knew a guy, Richard, and I would never have called him Dick.
I knew a Richard. He was a dick.
Yeah, I mean, this Richard kind of turned out to be a dick, too.
Maybe that's why they do it.
Maybe.
Maybe Richard is the male version of Karen.
I would like you, as you guys untie the boat and set sail, John, make me a D20 plus 2 to pilot the ship to towards the island.
Nice. D20 plus 2 would be 19.
despite being a different rig than you're used to, you figure it out quite quickly. And the winds are in your favor well enough that you're able to gently sail towards the island. And as you get closer, you see these four stone towers rising out of the center of it, poking their heads out above the trees. And I think that's a good place to cut for this week. We will land the boat next week and begin exploration.
Could we name the boat as well? Because it's bad luck to have a boat without a name. But let's think about it for the next session.